والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Our beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, the one that recites the largest number of durood will be closest to me on the day of Qiyamah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. The topic today is on knowledge. The greatest achievement mankind can make is to acquire eternal happiness. That means acquiring a place in Jannah. And the most excellent thing in life is to lead a life that helps one to achieve this goal. This means that the most successful one is he who attains paradise, he who attains Jannah. There's one verse in the Holy Quran, Surah Ahzab, verse number 70, translation from Kanzul Iman. O people who believe, fear Allah and speak rightly. And it goes further, He, Allah Azza wa Jal, will rectify your deeds for you, forgive you your sins. And whoever obeys Allah and His noble messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam has indeed achieved a great success. So this success is what paves our way to eternal bliss. This happiness and this success can never be achieved except through knowledge, and that too knowledge of deen. And with knowledge, action, amal. This clearly points out the basis of happiness. That means it is through knowledge. Of all the works, therefore, the most excellent is that which makes us attain knowledge of deen. And alhamdulillah, there is great excellences, excellence of teaching and learning, in the view of what we have said, how excellent is he who is involved in teaching and learning deen. And if knowledge is the most excellent thing, then the process of acquiring it would then be most excellent, and imparting it will be even more excellent. Because you find that the first word revealed to our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam was Iqra, which refers to read. And also Allah Azza wa Jalla says in the Holy Quran, Surah 2, verse 31, that He, Allah Azza wa Jalla, taught Adam alayhi salam the names of all things. So again, names of all things again refers to knowledge. And Almighty Allah in the Holy Quran mentions knowledge 854 times. Again, it emphasizes how important knowledge is. And there is one verse in the Holy Quran where Allah Azza wa Jal teaches us to read this. In Surah 20, verse 114, O Allah, increase me in knowledge. There are many verses of the Holy Quran where is mentioned about seeking knowledge. And some hadith of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the acquisition of knowledge is duty bound and incumbent on every Muslim, male and female. That means every one of us have to acquire knowledge. Another scholar saying, the ink of a scholar is more holier than the blood of a martyr. And another hadith, whoever has a daughter, tutored her on good moral, that means gave her education, educated her well and fed her properly, she will be a protection for him from the fire of hell. So dear Islamic brothers, shows you how beneficial it is to gain knowledge. There's a very beautiful saying, story, that in Madinah Sharif, there lived a person whose name was Faruq. And he intended on going on the path of Allah. And the situation was such that before he could leave, his wife was expecting in a few months. So he gave his wife 30,000 dinars to take care of her needs, and then he departed. He was so engrossed in his mission that for 27 years he was busy in this effort. And after 27 years, he decided to return. When he reached home, as was his habit, he entered into his home with his horse and his spear. As he entered, he was stopped by a youngster. The youngster asked, "What is this? You just can't barge into my home riding your horse and spear?" The youngster was astounded at this, the attitude of this person. And he asked, "Who are you? And where are you from?" He was angry and he responded, "Who are you? What are you doing in my wife's home?" He dismounted and he grabbed the youngster by his collar. And then he said, "This is my house. What are you doing in my house?" And both began arguing. All of a sudden, neighbors and people living by gathered. And while they were arguing, and the argument continued, and this man said, "This is my home, and my name is Faruq." When he mentioned his name, the youngster's mother, who was sitting in parda in one of the rooms, she heard his voice and his name, and she emerged from her room, and she confirmed that this is Faruq, and he is the father of this young man. And when this person recognized his son, imagine seeing him after 27 years. He embraced his son and he asked for forgiveness. Can you imagine the emotion and the feeling that went through him when he saw his son? And after a little while, his son excused himself and headed to the nearest masjid. And he went to his room and started talking to his wife. He said a few words and he asked her, "How did you spend the 30,000 dinars that I gave you?" She said, "Before I respond to you, why didn't you go to the masjid? It's time for salah. Go, and when you come back, I'll explain." And this man, as he entered the masjid, he saw a halqa. Halqa is a big gathering of people, and there was a young man talking to them. And he was amazed. And amongst the people listening to the young man, and they were all sitting and listening attentively, and he was listening to this speaker and he was amazed. And as he was getting closer, he was wondering, who is this young man who is so knowledgeable? But as he got closer, he couldn't believe his eyes, and his chest burst out with the rush of emotion when he recognized who this person was. And this was no one other than his son, his beloved son. And he was talking, and what astounded him, there were many distinguished scholars sitting around and listening to him. And with great excitement, when everything was over and his son was giving dars of hadith to these people, with great excitement he returned home full of pride and joy, and he told his wife what he had seen. And he said, "I have seen my son displaying knowledge, such knowledge," he said, "that very few people of knowledge had at that time. He was so knowledgeable." And this man was so pleased, he was so pleased with his wife that he could not contain his joy. He said, "My son, what a great scholar." His wife asked him, he said, "What is more beloved to you, your 30,000 dinars or this religious status of your son?" He responded that, "Without doubt, the greatest status is the religious status." Then she replied, I have spent the entire 30,000 dinar that you have gave me for his studies, for his education, and for his bringing him up uprightly. He responded, the man, I swear by Almighty Allah, you have not wasted this wealth. So, dear brothers of Islam, this story that I have related, there's a point to ponder upon. Imagine, yeah, this person, how proud he was that his son became not only an alim, but such a great alim. So this is indeed success. In fact, any father who makes his child become an alim has indeed achieved great success. But Almighty Allah must keep our iman intact, because actual success is to die with iman. That means if you enter the grave with iman, then you are successful. So it means that ilm with amal and righteous amal will make you enter Jannah. Previously, parents had this mentality that the children should become alim-e-deen. If you read stories of the past, you'll find even the religious scholars and leaders used to sponsor alims, should make sure that there is no restriction to them acquiring knowledge. Acquiring knowledge in the Institute of Learning, in the Jamias, in the Darul Uloom, were sponsored by leaders, and they ensured that there was no obstacle to people seeking knowledge. Alhamdulillah, we find the same in Dawat Islami, that knowledge is imparted free of charge, even in the Jamia of Dawat Islami. In Dawat Islami, in Pakistan, there's over 400 Jamias teaching men and women to become alim and become mufti ikram. As you can see, the practice of the old is being practiced and encouraged by the founder of Dawat Islami, Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri, Damat Barakatum Al-Aliya. What a great achievement. How many people, thousands, are becoming alim free of charge. Not only in Pakistan, but in various countries as well. Alhamdulillah, even in South Africa, we have a Jamia in Indonesia, and in the future there is intention to build more. So imagine how fortunate are those people who are associated with institutions of knowledge. Not only making your children become alim-e-deen, but also even helping physically, because these institutions are run free of charge. We rely on public funding. We go out and get funding. So how fortunate are those people who realize that their money is being used to make alim-e-deen? And imagine how much beneficial it will be for you when you pass away. And when that alim is doing things to please Allah Azza wa Jal, every action of his will cause reward for you as well, because you are also involved in him becoming an alim-e-deen. It will be sawab-e-jariyah. But how much more important if we ourselves try and seek knowledge. And this has become even more simple due to, obviously, Madni channel. You find that many subjects of knowledge have been discussed in your own homes. And in Madni Muzakira, so many detailed things are discussed on various topics. And the Igra'i Shura, Hazrat Haji Imran Attari, Damat Barakatum Aliyah, has mentioned himself that sometimes you get knowledge that you will not get from books, inspired by the spiritual giant, the founder of Dawat Islami. Therefore, he encourages, especially every Saturday night, go and make sure that you listen to Madni Muzakira for the sake of knowledge. So these are simple ways of gaining knowledge. Travel on Madni Kafila. Madni Kafila is also a means of gaining knowledge. Attend the weekly ijtima. In our weekly ijtima, it's not only zikr. There's one segment where bayan is given. And that bayan also makes you seek knowledge. Because we know the saying, seek knowledge from the cradle to the grave. Seek knowledge even means going to China. You don't have to go to China now. You can go to your nearest Markaz of Dawat Islami. You come to Lodium every Thursday. Fifth Avenue, and at least once a week, because as we said, it is incumbent, it is for us to seek knowledge. And how Dawud Islami has enforced this, every Fajr Salah, we have Dars. And in the Dars, we read three verses of Kanzul Iman, the translation which is described by scholars as the best translation in Urdu, the best Kanzul Iman by Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza radiallahu anhu. And it's part of the policy of Dawud Islami that you should have Dars in your masjid every Fajr. And not only that, some part of Faizane Sunnah is also read, and then Shijra Sharif. And in this way, daily, if you come for Fajr Salah, it is incumbent on us to seek knowledge daily. So this, take care of that, seeking knowledge daily. It's made so easy. How easy? Just come for Fajr Salah and sit in the halqa, and you'll fulfill this obligation of seeking knowledge daily. And then, as we mentioned, seeking knowledge, going for Madhi Kafila, attending our weekly Ijtima. And then Dawud Islami offers various causes, and especially in Pakistan, there's Tarbiyat causes, Madhi Namat causes, there are short causes. So you can join these causes. But most importantly, Madrasa al-Madina for Balighan. That means Madrasa, which is also daily in most of our institutions, to teach you the basics of what you ought to know and which you do not know. When we travel on Madni Kafila, we interact with the public. We come to know there are many people who are five times Namazi, but they do not know how to pronounce correctly. They make mistakes while reading Quran. Do you think you want to get blessings? I'll give an example, which is quoted. قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ. With the Surah Ikhlas, most of you know. قُلْ means to say. But you say قُلْ, it means eat. So what you are saying, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ, eat, Allah is one. Mazallah. Or if you say قُلْ properly, instead of saying أحد, you say أهد. And many people say أهد. أهد means un urdu buzdil. It means coward. So when and how are you going to learn? So may Allah will give us tawfiq to understand this message. That as we know, we are so engrossed in earning wealth that not only we don't perform salah, which is incumbent on everyone, but we also neglect this important duty of seeking knowledge. So as you mentioned previously, there are many avenues for those who came late to seek knowledge. One is come daily to the masjid, join the halqa of Madrasa al-Madina Balighan, join the Fajr halqa, weekly ijtimaz, travel on Madni Kafila. These are some, and online, Dawud Islami has got online courses at your convenience over Skype. Contact them and they will contact you and teach you according to your preferred time. You can even become Alim ad-Din. This is offered. You can even, if you don't have time to come to the masjid, you're far away, you got internet at home, Madni channel, all these things. These are all avenues to seek knowledge. Because on the day of Qiyamah, we cannot give any excuse why we did not learn about our deen when Dawud Islami has made it so simple for you. How simple? Can you get it even more simpler than this? That in your home, instead of watching filthy movies, learn about Akhirah. So what's going to help you? The movie stars? The soccer stars? The cricket stars? They're going to come and help you? Or what you learn from Madni channel to change your life? For those who don't have Madni channel, please contact those in charge. Inshallah, they will give you ways. And you don't pay anything. Madni channel is free of charge. So even though we say over and over free of charge, how many people have Madni channel in their homes? So may Allah give us tawfiq to understand how fortunate we are that we have Dawud Islami active in our areas. So may Allah give us tawfiq to get involved in the work of Dawud Islami so that we can benefit in the dunya and in the akhirah. Ameen bi jahin nabil ameen. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May you keep ascending.
فيه.